Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters Podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey friends, so this chat is actually kind of personal, but I'm excited to share it with you because I just had like another realization and I was Googling everywhere. You know how whenever you have something that occurs to you, whether it's an idea or something that happened to you health-wise or an experience, one of the first places we hit is like Dr. Google, right? We're gonna self-diagnose by looking things up. And I could not find anything about this. So I am excited to share with you kind of what I've learned through research and all that jazz and asking questions of professionals. Now, this is actually about my health. If you've been tuning in and hanging with me on these chats since the top of the season, you know that I've gone through a bajillion transitions. I got divorced. I fell back in love. I am parenting now as a single mom, but not really because Alex is here and he's awesome. But I mentioned somewhat briefly, but I've had a couple dedicated chats about it, that I had a lot of health issues at the kind of initiated or a part of the transition out of my marriage. And what's interesting was I talked a lot about kind of some of the things that I had noticed initially and how I was just so grateful to really have had the time, you know, upon my divorce and that separation season to really just focus on getting healthy again. Well, I have got updates. So you've heard me talk recently about how I'm excited to kind of get my body and my physical self ready for the fertility process. Like I'm really excited to possibly bring kids into this world, you know, with my new partner. And I announced that, you know, me and Alex are engaged and we're getting married and I'm just very excited to grow my family. And so part of that has been, you know, going through the whole fertility thing, checking your hormones, getting blood work, but also knowing that I'm coming off of a season of heavy stress on my body, just really staying on top of things. So, you know, for the mamas who are listening, the sisters, the friends, all y'all, just starting from the top, there's not going to be any like horrible news here, but it's definitely worth listening to. So you can like breathe easy. I'm not going to say something horrific, you know, but I do want to let you know that I am going to share with you just some things that I'm learning that I think may be like hugely eye-opening for you if you're making certain choices around your health, your body, your environment. So this past week, I went in for a follow-up visit with a dermatologist about a mole on my back. Now, I want to say, just to be completely transparent, I am a sun lover. I am African. It is my natural way. You can bake me in the sun. I don't even know if I feel heat in a normal way. Like put me outside on a beach, direct sun, 90 degree temperatures, and I am like a happy clam. Okay. Like I love it. Also, you know, without spending an entire episode talking about colorism and, you know, issues around complexion within the Black community and the greater, you know, racial constructs within the world, I like being Black. this really ties in. This really, really ties in with my loving being in the sun. Listen, roast me until I am the color of midnight. Oil me up so my skin is reflective. I am here for it, right? So this is a thing that I just... There are times where I'm like, this is all I need is I just need a good sun soak. And obviously that isn't in alignment with, you know, sun health. Yes, I use sunscreen. No, I don't do it perfectly. And, you know, as I get older, I have to be mindful of that for cosmetic reasons, if not health ones. Well, fast forward, about a month ago, was dealing with a real stretch of travel. I had 3 speaking gigs across 4 different cities. I was traveling from LA back to the East Coast. I had a couple VIP clients. If you don't know about my VIP days, I'll actually drop a link in the show notes below. People and clients and small business owners and people looking to start a small business, book me, spend a day with me. We build their business. We answer questions. We do pivots. We build products. You know, and I do that all from my office in Beverly Hills. But occasionally I'll go to my clients. So that said, I had a bunch of those. So I was in Austin, I was in DC, I was in Pennsylvania, I was in Atlanta, and then I was back home. And I did all of this in a span of about 6 days. So this was about like a month, 6 weeks ago. And when I headed out, I remember just not feeling great. And I thought it was just general fatigue, partly because I knew I had this stretch coming ahead of me. And because, frankly, you know, recovering from, you know, the divorce process and the transition, you know, managing a baby, all that, like, girl, I'm tired. You know, we're all tired. And so I was certain that that was what it was. Well, I landed in Austin for the first sort of stretch of my speaking gigs, and I felt like trash. I mean, I was like, I'm just going to rest as much as I can. And that's going to be my goal so that I can at least show up for the things that I am obligated to show up for. So, and also I was excited about it. Like, I love meeting y'all in person. I just love getting out there. And, you know, I still think I'm getting my fill after COVID kind of had us all locked down. So I land and, you know, I rest and I'm just kind of chilling. And I didn't feel like, and I think all y'all relate, you know how you can tell where it's not allergies, it's not a cold, it's not whatever. So I just knew that this wasn't like a sick thing, but my body felt heavy. So I rest and I get going, but I also noticed that my back was aching on my shoulder blade on the right side. It was just aching. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it. It seemed centralized around a certain spot, but I also have this horrible habit of feeling like I'm just going to pull through it. And that's going to tie into this conversation because I just don't have time to deal in the particular season. So I was like, you know, it doesn't seem that bad. I'll be fine. So I managed to get to, you know, my gig and I do my gig and everything's going well and I'm, you know, rallying. But by the end of the gig, it was a particularly hot day in Texas. I actually almost fainted. Like, I was so lightheaded that I you know, blamed it on the heat, maybe not eating enough, hydrating enough, whatever it was. But by the time I got back to the green room, I was just shy of like a full on pass out. Like, my head was spinning. I was dizzy. I managed to recover enough after getting some water and food in me that I thought it's just got to be the heat. So I slept a little bit, hopped on a, you know, 4 a.m. flight back east to continue my stretch. So all along the way, you know, I'm feeling this ache in my back, but I'm just kind of dismissing it. So I finally managed to see my sister. If you follow along over on Instagram, you'll see that I got to see my sister during that stretch of travel, which is always so special. And I call her my baby sister, but she's like in her 30s, but, you know, my baby sister. And I had her take a look at my back, and she took a look at my back and she was like, Nana, which is, you know, what she calls it. She's like, Nana, there is a spot on your back. It looks like a bad spider bite. Like, you've got to get that checked out, you know, when you get back to LA. And I was like, oh, gosh, not a spider bite. Of course, I'll get it checked out. But, you know, at least I knew that there was like something going on there. But it seemed surface, even though it ached like into the bone. But I was like, you know, just a bad spider bite. It happens. So I brushed it off, you know, and I continued doing what I was doing. But I knew that because it still ached, when I get back to L.A., I was going to get it checked out. Well, when I landed in L.A., it didn't hurt as much after this week of travel. So I was like, well, I'll put it on the calendar, but I won't stress it. So I am always creating content. You see me sharing everything from recipes to favorite outfits to business ideas, everything that I have going on. But when it comes time for me to post it on my website or share it on Instagram or email to my clients, I really do not have time to reformat, to resize, re-download, re-upload. That's why I love Issue. With Issue, you can create it once and you can share it everywhere. And it really does matter, especially with the way things are going on social. You know what I'm talking about. It's competitive out there. First impressions are everything. So if you want to make an impact, the easiest way to have these creative ideas come to life is to use Issue. Issue is the all-in-one platform that you can use to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials and magazines to catalogs, portfolios, just so much more. And if you're already using certain tools in your business or in your life, like Canva, which is great, Dropbox, MailChimp, InDesign, Issue actually works seamlessly with all of those. And what I love about Issue is it's not just for big, fancy enterprise companies. If you're a solopreneur, if you're a designer, heck, if you're someone who just really likes creating beautiful things, you can create and share engaging content that stands out in just a matter of minutes. And even better, you can start using Issue for free. Try it out and explore premium features that offer a more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free, or sign up for an annual premium account and get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code Nicole. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code Nicole at checkout for your free starter account, or 50% off an annual premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code Nicole. Y'all, as a mom, I'm thinking about a million things. Did I leave the oven on? Did I pack a lunch? Are there crayons in the dryer again? I mean, I have so much on my mind that when it comes time for me to go work out and start moving, which y'all, let's be honest, can be hard enough to get into the gym, the last thing I want to think about is how my workout gear fits on my body. I don't want to think about my girls bouncing around. I don't want to think about things rolling down and rolling up. And if it's that week of the month, I don't want to worry about if I'm going to have an issue with a leak or a spill or anything on. I just want to get in there, do the work, and get out. And that's why I'm so grateful that Nike is investing in holistic fitness. They're recognizing that women are multidimensional, you know, and I'm multi-curvatural, okay? I've got a lot going on. And it's important that I feel good in my body. And Nike has performed thousands of body scans on actual women to make sure that our bras are engineered to provide support for the way that we really move. And the thing that I'm really excited about are their new awesome leak protection biker shorts. They're made with an ultra-thin liner, which means you can work out or chill out, not even think if it's that week of the month. I mean, they're actually thinking about how we live when we need to work out. So Nike's come out with these two fabrics. One is called the Infinilock, and it's amazing because it really holds you in so you can go the distance. And Zenvy, which is made with their Infinisoft fabric, provides gentle support that really stays with every twist and turn. All of these things matter because, frankly, I got too many things in my mind. I don't want to think about what my workout gear is going to do when I'm in the gym. So friends, get over to Nike.com today to discover all the ways that Nike helps you feel your all. So I get in and to my doctor's appointment, maybe like a week and a half out from that point. And at this point, a lot of the bump itself had subsided, but the ache was still kind of there. And at this point, we're talking 2.5 weeks of like a shoulder blade ache. So the doctor takes a look and says, yeah, maybe it's a spider bite. We're going to take some photos and send it in for a better look and do a referral out for you. But then when they look on my back, they also find a weird looking spot. And they're like, this spot, it looks a little bit concerning. Concerning meaning they were worried about it being a possible melanoma, which is a form of skin cancer. And so they're like, this spot looks a little concerning. We're also going to take a picture of this and send it out. Now, I want to let y'all know right out of the gate, I am still, and this is rare. Usually I do not share information when I'm in the process. I usually share it once I have an answer. But I think it's important enough to share this because I don't know where you may be in your personal journey and I don't want to delay on this. So I don't have an answer yet as to whether or not that was a melanoma or not. on the positive side, I don't even receive, y'all know I'm a Gaga, I don't even receive that it was, right? You know, like, so no matter what, you know, I don't have a formal diagnosis, but I know the diagnosis from a God, okay? It ain't nothing, right? But even if it were, fortunately, slow-growing type cancer, easy to treat, and I did go in and get it biopsied, which means that they essentially take it out and send it in to get examined. But when I went to get it biopsied, because I'm also team extra, I was not about that, oh, just take a piece of it. We don't want you to have too bad of a scar. You know, let's just take a little bit. No. I already have a man. You can take out half my back. Okay, let's just, if it is cancer, we're not going to wait for an answer. You're just going to take the whole thing. And then you can come back and tell me later it was nothing. And that's fine. I can have a dent in my back. I do not care, right? I'm too old to care about that. So either way, the whole thing is gone. But I will find out probably in about a week's time kind of what happened there, if anything at all. But the one thing I wanted to call out is actually not even that. What if I told you that that wasn't even the thing? So upside, because I had this ache on my back, I found this spot that could be questionable, possibly could be skin cancer, and got it removed because I never would have known it was there if this thing hadn't happened. Look at God, right? But aside from that, when I went into the dermatologist, they took a look at this, you know, bite on my back and immediately diagnosed it as shingles. Let's talk about shingles. First of all, it's not contagious. It's not like a weird type of thing. Shingles, you may have heard of it. There are lots and lots of ads for vaccines for like American adults, older adults that are like, I think they say over the age of 65 or over 70 to get a vaccine for it because it presents as a rash that usually shows up along one side of your body and a lot of nerve and joint pain. And it is extremely painful and very uncomfortable. And you pretty much only get it if you have ever had chickenpox because it is related to the chickenpox virus, you know, that literally no one gets anymore because there's a vaccine for it. So, you know, there's a secondary vaccine for shingles, which is what occurs when the chickenpox virus pops up again when you're old. So here's how this all plays out. One, I am not even 40, y'all. I am not even 40, and my body is breaking out in a reaction to something that is typically presented in people twice my age. First note. Second note, shingles is known for being incredibly painful and very difficult to the point where they prescribe very strong painkillers and creams to help people have comfort while they're dealing with this nerve pain, you know, possibly for months on end. I was working and traveling during this. Lastly, I completely let this go over this time, you know, and didn't address it till later. Here's why this matters. Y'all, the person who did all those behaviors is very much the me prior to divorce. And shingles is something that typically only represents itself when your immune system is either suppressed or when you are living under high stress. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? Nicole, yes, talking to self now. But I hope you're listening in on the conversation I had with me. I said, Nicole, you came out of this divorce situation and you said to yourself, you will never get yourself into a physical condition again where you are operating at such a high bandwidth with so little capacity that you make yourself ill. In the past, it was a ridiculously high blood pressure to the tune of 173 over 153 stroke range. In the past, it has been Bell's palsy, where my face has presented all the signs of a stroke and become fully paralyzed. And now I'm seeing shingles because, you know, with all the things that I'm juggling, you know, I had a week here where I just let myself go and the combination of everything. And now I had nerve pain. So the lesson in all of this is this thing that I was Googling and searching, which is, I think, really relevant to kind of this tide that we're seeing turn on social media. Have y'all seen, you can just give me the virtual nod, right? Because I know we're having this conversation like friends on a couch. Have y'all seen this turn towards social media where everyone's talking about soft life? Where everyone's like, live a soft life. Girl, do you. Travel by yourself. Relax. Like, make time. Light a candle. Play some Erykah Badu. Like, just like, you know, it's like this whole thing, right? Soft life. So I want to tell you, I am not anti. Like, please, like, we deserve a life that is not hard. It, you know, we can work to earn it, but we also deserve it without earning, right? Like, you are entitled and you deserve the right to, like, peace, right? That's not something you have to pay or sacrifice or fight for. But I also want to talk about the fact that, friends, everywhere online, all this talk of self-care is diluted and confused with personal care. Y'all, do you have that friend that you follow on social and whenever they post something, you find yourself Googling it, searching it and all of that? Well, my friend Michaela, she is my makeup artist. She posted about the Ami Kohl lip oil, and it's this lip oil with just the slightest tint to it that lasts all day, but doesn't feel sticky, looks great over color. I'm obsessed with it. And even better, I can find it at Sephora and it is a totally clean product. Let me explain what that means. So if you don't know about clean products, if you go over to visit sephora.com/clean, you can learn more about the product benefits and the ingredients. And this has become so important to me, especially as I'm looking into my fertility journey and I'm trying to make sure my health is together. I mean, you've heard me talk about this and I really am trying to focus on replacing as many of my makeup products that have questionable ingredients or products that aren't great for my skin or my body or my diet. And I'm now trying to get anything that has clean labeled on it. And that's what I love about Sephora. When you go in there, you don't have to guess and check because they actually have a seal that says clean, which lets you know which products are clean. So if you want to go and grab a clean product because you're looking to make some of those swap outs, or if you were following your friend on Instagram and they keep posting and posting and posting about all these great things that they love, you can head over to learn more. Just visit sephora.com/clean. That's sephora.com/clean to grab the Ami Kohl lip oil, which again, amazing. I love it. It's not sticky. It's not gross. You know how some lip glosses can be, has just a tint of color for trying to stay basic and simple with our everyday look, or to grab your next favorite clean product. So I don't know about you, but I have been dreading the kids coming home for the summer. Not because I don't want to spend time with them, but because I know they are going to clean out my fridge. Like, hello, eat with your school stomach at home, okay? So I know that if I want them to have healthy, balanced food in between all the summer camp snacks, I've got to make sure that I'm stocking up with the good stuff. But the good stuff's getting expensive. I mean, I'm out here deciding if I want to buy the eggs or the whole chicken, which is why Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my organic grocery and household essentials. And even better, y'all, I don't have the time. I can't remember the last time I went into a market. The convenience of it all is that it gets shipped to my doorstep. It's a huge time saver. And if you haven't heard of Thrive, it's actually really, really easy. As a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. And on top of the massive savings, which we all know that we need right now, they have a deal page that changes daily. So if you keep tabs on it, you can actually get cash back on so many brands. Plus, if you see it somewhere else, they've got a price match guarantee. So not only does Thrive Market save money, but they also save time. Whenever I'm shopping on their website or their app, I actually use their filters. It lets me get to exactly what I need without having to scroll through page after page after page. I can actually curate my own shopping experience just by using their filters. I know that whenever I'm looking for things right now, I'm looking for things that have not too many carbs in them, just for my own personal dietary preferences. I prefer things that are gluten-free just in this season right now. And it's just nice to know that I can search and find those things without any hassle. Thrive has it all. So here's what I want you to do. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today. Get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/Nicole for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/Nicole. Thrive Market. .com/Nicole. I can't tell you how many friends I have that take, you know, quote unquote, me days. And they do things that are just personal care. Self-care is about nurturing yourself, feeding yourself. I think of it as fertilizing a plant. A plant can grow and bear fruit in ideal circumstances with just water and sunlight. But we know that life, just like for plants, is not always going to give ideal circumstances, meaning you're going to need to nurture the soil. You're going to need to add extra ingredients. If it's short on something, you're going to have to get that and apply it. There are things that we sometimes have to do to nurture ourselves so that we can actually flourish and bear fruit the way we're supposed to. And that is what I think of when I think of self-care. Self-care is not tilling your soil, pruning your leaves, doing maintenance. Self-care is the extra above and beyond to nourish, to make sure you are bearing the largest, sweetest, most bountiful fruit and continuing to flourish. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? We will literally post on the internet ourselves getting nails, eating lunch, and buying ourselves new bras because you know you wear the same three all the time and the wire's been poking you in the side for years, and talk about some self-care. Girl, you deserve new bras. You should get your nails done. They just need to be done. You deserve to take yourself out to lunch. You cook for every single body else all the time. You deserve a moment of peace and quiet and a good meal cooked for you. Like these are totally separate. This is not self-care. This is personal care. It's your well-being. Just like I deserve to go to my regular doctor's appointment and I deserve to stop working and take a moment to get checked out. Like all of those things are personal care items that should be better integrated into my life and something I do, you know, naturally. Now, all those things are therapeutic things. I tell you, when you live for decades where you have not been taught personal care or shown personal care, and if you read my book, Nothing Is Missing, for the first time, I actually dive into a lot of my childhood and how, you know, the way that we learn to treat ourselves is something that's really based on how we are treated and how we see our parents treat others in the very beginning. So if you grow up in a home where it is common for the women of the household to treat themselves as second-class citizens, or if you come from an environment where basic necessities are not prioritized as needs, but seen as luxury, it's not uncommon that you may treat yourself like that as well. And I'm not judging any of that based on neglect or abuse per se, but it may be done because of circumstances or poverty or ignorance. They just may not know. And so we then will perpetuate those cycles in our relationships. We will likely bring them into our homes. And until someone calls it out, which hopefully is me doing that for you right now, friend, right? We won't actually take the steps that are required to change it. And that, for me, has been an ongoing journey. I have chosen relationships where I have permitted these cycles that are so harmful, literally to my health, where if I'm dealing with a medical condition that is visible and apparent, I don't surround myself with people that will care for me. I have now, which is great. You know, Alex in particular is a very great partner in saying like, slow down, stop, or I will physically stop you. You know, like I will carry you in. Are you okay? You don't look good. Like checking in and also outright caring for me, getting me things, taking me down. Like he's tremendous, but it wasn't always like that. And so, you know, I really was in a place where, you know, self-neglect, you know, was a priority and self-care wasn't even on the table, let alone personal care. So the thing that I had to cope with when my reaction in this doctor's appointment, and I was fortunate because Alex came with me, which, you know, again, is new. Having a partner that's like present during my appointments is just such a relief because it allows me to just focus on my condition. But I have someone there, you know, who's asking questions and making sure I'm okay and remembering, you know, what meds I'll need to take and reminding me, like, it's just such it's so nice to share that mental load. But when I was in that appointment, my first reaction, because of so much trauma around neglect and also fear that I'm going to repeat, you know, behaviors or I haven't shaken enough behaviors from before, my first response was, I can't believe I did this to myself again. Like after all my growth, after everything that I've done, I cannot believe that I felt something wrong with me and I neglected it for work. And then, you know, and again, grace, grace, grace. We talk about this all the time, especially if some of you are hearing this right now and you're thinking, my foot hurts, or I have that bump, or I have that thing I haven't checked out, or whatever. Grace, 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 right? there, it does not serve us to beat ourselves up as we're trying to learn and grow and do better and all that, right? I'm learning that just when you think you are healed and through, you probably have another year ahead of you, you know? Just as I'm thinking, gosh, I've made so much progress from this divorce. You know, I'm nowhere near where I was before. I'm not as shaken. I've healed so much. I have moments where I'm just like, oh girl, you're still doing some of the same things in smaller scales and the recovery is quicker, but I'm still doing stuff. So I had a moment, you know, and Alex could say, like, you know, he saw it. Like, I was like literally tearing up because I was so mad at myself for letting this even go on as long as it did, or even get to my place where I had that, you know, shingles circumstance. And I was grateful that, again, just like reducing my blood pressure or the recovery of my Bell's palsy, which that was by the grace of God alone, because that could have been permanent, you know, a paralyzed face. But I was so grateful that I recovered from this. And I want to let you know, friend, that a lot of times we hear these stories about how people who are young, you know, essentially like in their 40s, in their 60s, like young and otherwise seemingly healthy and with so much promise in their life and, you know, lots of great things going on, how they just like fall out and they're gone, right? Like they drop dead, they have a heart attack, they slip away in their sleep. And, you know, we'll hear about the end line, which is, oh, their heart just gave out, like too much stress or whatever. But I want to tell you that the thing I'm learning and really receiving right now is that your body shows you so many signs before that big moment. It's not like your stress fallout. It's stress can show up in your life and reflected in your physical self in so many ways. It can show up as a rash. It can show up as, I just found out I have psoriasis, which like I didn't even know. I just thought that I had really dry hands after pandemic. And the dermatologist again said, no, this is psoriasis. And you don't notice it as much because when you are more stressed out, it's more likely to be activated. I'm just like, not my whole body falling apart based on stress. My other numbers, healthy. All my other blood work, healthy. I am healthy and physically well. And every single thing I am dealing with now is stress related. Friends, I am in and out of studio sets all the time. That's what it's been since I've gotten to LA. I'm either filming on some days or I'm here chatting with y'all, and I'm switching my wigs everywhere I go. When you don't know what stylist chair you're going to sit in, you have no idea what is going to happen to your head when you walk out. And that means that I have got to make sure that I am showing up with the strongest hair I can have so I don't have to deal with hair thinning. I mean, did you know that hair thinning is going to happen to approximately 1 in 2 women anyways? And if you're amongst them, then you know you're not alone. Thinning is actually normal, but Nutrafol helps women address it within science-backed supplements. I've always wanted to have visibly thicker hair, and I know that I need to have less shedding, partly because stress can cause your hair to thin, and Lord knows I'm stressed, but there are lots of different reasons. And because I know that I'm going to be dealing with people in and out of my hair on TV, it's important that I make sure that I'm addressing the key root causes through a whole body approach to hair health. And that's exactly what Nutrafol does. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It's clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength from postpartum to menopause. And no matter what your life stage is or what stages you're on, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients, so you get the most reliable results. Go to Nutrafol.com, take their hair health wellness quiz. It'll help you identify the causes of your thinning hair. And then Nutrafol will actually give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Nicole. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Nicole. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Nicole. my psoriasis showed up about 3 years ago when I first left my marriage. And so the reason why I'm speaking out about this openly, particularly in relation to my divorce, particularly in relation to the transition, is because I really want you to hear that, one, your lifestyle can hurt your body. And not just in a like using drugs or activities or things like that. But I want you to hear that, like, if you are seeing things like rashes or headaches that don't seem to be explained, or, you know, nerve pain or joint pain or heart palpitations or whatever, it's not just like, oh, maybe I'm doing too much, or I need to eat better, I need more exercise. It could simply be stress. I am an otherwise healthy person. And whenever I talk about how I had to find safety for myself, you know, and I use that word and I mean that word, I had to find safety for myself in my lifestyle and peace to keep myself alive, because my body was breaking down because of the way that I was living and the choices I made and the relationships, plural, that I had. You know, the people around me were affecting me in the form of, you know, pressure and stress, and I was permitting it. And I say this to you, friend, because I care about you. And there's already so much pressure on us from the grief of the pandemic. And there's so much pressure on us from needing to show up for our kids and our family and our jobs every single day. But you ain't showing up for nobody if you're not here. And so I want you to know that if indeed there is something right here and now, as I am saying this to you today, that you know you need to get checked out, it isn't even self-care for you to make that appointment. It is personal care, and you are deserving. It is necessary, and you should do it. Make that appointment and get seen. But outside of that, I also want to encourage you, as you are going along, to engage in self-care. And self-care is that nurturing, that fertilization, that extra care. It's not even the massage. A massage isn't a treat. A massage is maintenance. There's a reason why they assign physical therapy for bodies that are breaking down and in treatment. It is not a treat. It is actually something that, if you ask a lot of doctors, they recommend that you do like weekly. If you can, and I recognize the privilege of the cost, yada, yada. But, you know, I just want you to understand that you deserve and need that self-care so you can be as high functioning as you are. So please, friend, take good care of yourself. You know, hear that from me as someone who is taking this journey and is 3 years out from recovering from being at my worst, you know, and still feeling the effects of that time, you know. And I'm not so naive as to think that I'm going to recover from, you know, decades of living a certain way and having a certain mindset in minutes. But I was surprised. I'm not going to lie to you. I was surprised. I thought I'd done so much better because all my numbers, my blood work and things like that had come in pretty well, but it's still here, you know? And so I'm doubling down. I'm creating more space. I'm, you know, shifting things around in my business to minimize stressors and responsibilities. And I'm going to tell you, just, you know, I'm really grateful because I'm even looking at it and saying to myself, the money's not worth it. In some areas, my money's not worth my life. I do not want to leave this planet sooner than God calls me because of work. It's like it's just not worth it, you know? And I'm excited for the ways that I get to show up in our relationship, you know, here with our chats weekly, with this incredible book that I think is going to give so much color and insight to the stories that I'm telling now. I mean, you are going to read this book and say, girl, no wonder. And that's exciting to know that we can have a richer, deeper conversation. It's also scary and very vulnerable. I feel very vulnerable, you know, putting myself out there that way. But I really, really hope that the book, coupled with our chats here, gives you the tools you need and the lessons so that you don't have to repeat some of the things that I've done. So, friend, make the appointment. Go to the appointment. Do the things your doctor has told you. Set up your systems of self-care. And make sure that you are leaning into it completely, because you are valuable. Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.